This is an executive summary of Wright vs. Rental Property for Passive Income, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. When people think about earning passive income from real estate, two paths usually come up: buying shares of a REIT or buying a rental property. Both can generate income from real estate, but they're profoundly different experiences, and one of them isn't actually passive at all. A REIT is truly passive. You own shares, the REIT's management handles everything, and you simply collect dividends. A rental property, despite being labeled passive income, is hands-on. You deal with tenants, maintenance, vacancies, and management, whether you do it yourself or hire and oversee a property manager. Beyond the passivity question, the two differ in income predictability, liquidity, the capital required to start, and how they're taxed. This guide compares which is truly passive: income predictability, liquidity and minimums, the tax differences, and how to choose your approach. It's a balanced look at both. Neither is universally better, and the right choice depends on your effort tolerance, capital, desire for control, and tax goals. Note that this is educational information, not investment advice, and Baker 1031 does not provide tax or legal advice. Verify the current rules with your advisor. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.